This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, and in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and doing everything you can to get the show out there, to get the information on the show out there. You head up to the website, the real site. Yeah, okay. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you, in a second, can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there. And I do want you involved in the conversation. Also, while you're up at the website, in case you got nothing else to do, I want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Seriously. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And I tell you how to deal with them. I help you work through them. I help you be part of the conversation. It ain't that hard. It really isn't. We've been browbeat to believe that we're all wrong, that everything we do is wrong, or, you know, white people anyhow. We need more volume everywhere. That's not enough. Are you serious?
Volume.
How about that? Is that any better? Should be better. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. We're going to get the testimonies and stuff in a few minutes. I don't want to jump. I want to jump on the really stupid stuff. I love stupid stuff. You already know that, though. This got to figure, right? You have to figure this. This is true. A New York elementary school sparked, listen carefully, they sparked controversy when it installed American flags and started a daily ritual of reciting the Quran. No. They sparked controversy because they were reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Not having the pledge or flags was something a number of us were concerned about for years. When we found out it was actually law, something I think people don't know, we started making calls to the Department of Education. A parent of a Peck Slip school student told a local news source that the parent asked not to be identified because the request had become so politically charged. Since when does the Pledge of Allegiance and the American flag become a politically charged event? No, seriously, I want to know. Just amazing. Anyway, it's a shame that it has become politicized, she said. I'm not a Trump supporter. I just think the pledge is a tradition that honors our country and should be part of our children's lives. Some parents contend the school never installed American flags or made the pledge part of the daily routine. When it started in the Department of Education headquarters in 2012, the flags and the pledge were also missing when the school relocated to its current downtown location in 2015. But the prodding by some parents eventually prompted the principal, Maggie Sienna, to email a notice to parents March 3rd, informing them that the school was changing its ways and will now comply with state law. So all that time, right, Mr. de Blasio, de Blamio, whatever his name is, he couldn't be, I'm telling you, these people on the left sometimes, they just don't care what the law has to say. They're just not interested in the reality of it. But the, you know, look at, they're now going to comply with state law. So they haven't complied all this time, nothing. Not a notice, nothing. As per New York State education law, we will be offering an opportunity for students at Peck Slip to say the Pledge of Allegiance in class. Children and adults may opt out by saying the pledge, as Sienna wrote, adding the children who know the pledge and want to lead it will have the opportunity to do so over the loudspeaker. The note apparently offended some parents who argue the pledge is divisive in the age of Trump. Wow. Yeah, think about that one. The pledge is divisive in the age of Trump. Why? Is it because Trump? Because he's pushing Americanism again? Nationalism? Ooh, there's that N-word. He's pushing, you know, nationalism again? That we should be proud of who we are? We should be proud to be Americans? We should be proud of what we stand for? That's amazing. So if one guy takes down the whole patriotic thing, right? Trump. You're so concerned with Trump. He's such a negative influence. So shouldn't one Hispanic doing something wrong take down the whole Hispanic group? Shouldn't one black guy doing something wrong take down the whole black group? Shouldn't one Italian guy doing something wrong take down the Italians? I mean, I don't understand. There's no reasoning here. I'm just trying to be as asinine as they are. The woman goes on to say, both my grandparents fought in World War II, and I love this country, but I don't feel like the pledge is the right way to express that, especially at a school with lots of international parents and students who have never even heard the pledge. They're in America. They're on American soil. They're being protected by American tax dollars, by American soldiers, by American cops. I'm sorry. What part of this is confusing? You know, the overeducated always tease the undereducated, right? All these elitist socialist turdheads who have their nose in the air kept talking about the flyover states, those less educated people. If this is what being more educated is, I would like to be a flaming idiot the rest of my life. If being overeducated keeps me from understanding what that flag represents and allows all those international kids to go to that school, I'd like to stay a dummy. Thank you very much. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Kimberly Marin joins me after the break. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK-NOW to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I'm gonna finish this story up a little bit. Let me bring Kimberly on with me. Kimberly Marin is joining me like she does every week here on the show. Kimberly, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, now I knew... You got to hear this, because I thought Massachusetts was whacked, right? So let's hear your comments on this one. Apparently in New York, right, where Mr. de Blasio hangs out, they finally put these American flags up. They installed American flags, and now they've decided to do a daily ritual of the Pledge of Allegiance. This is after years of them not doing it. They haven't been doing this since 2012. All right, so now they decide to do it. They sent a notice home. Some of the parents got upset. One woman said that, you know, her grandfather fought in World War II, and they don't know if this is really the right way to express patriotism. One person said, in Trump's America, this may not be the right way to express somebody's patriotism. And since most of the kids at the school are international kids, this might be a little, I don't know, overwhelming for them. You know, they've never even heard the pledge before. So my little guinea blood starts to boil, and I go, wait a minute. They're in an American school being paid for by American tax dollars. They're on American soil. They're being protected by American police. I'm sorry, if you don't want to hear the pledge, maybe you need to leave. I mean, so how do you feel about this, Kimberly?
That is absolutely, that is absolutely ridiculous. They shouldn't have stopped it in the first place. I mean, it's where the kids learn about the history of the United States, and the flag's part of that history, so is the Pledge of Allegiance. No one's forcing the kids to say it. They don't have to say it.
Right.
But these people are just out of their minds. Like, why would they care? Why would they honestly care? We actually live in America. Oh, my God, did they forget that all of a sudden? We live in the United States of America, and the flag is a symbol of this country and all that we fought for, or we as a country, meaning not me personally in that right. aspect, but it's a symbol, and it should be proudly, you know, flown. It doesn't mean that you're worshiping a flag. It's just a symbol.
Well, do they realize it's what that flag stands for? It's what gives them a reason to protest. Saying the national, the Pledge of Allegiance without being taken out and shot. I don't think they really understand that.
Of course they don't, because they're probably not being taught that. That's one of the problems. We have so many people who don't know why this country was even founded. They just think, oh, revolution. They don't really even know why. They think Tea Party. And you know, they don't really know what whole background of why the country actually fought against the British for our independence.
Do they fight against? Have you heard some of those clips? I'm not so sure, based on what some of those young people think, that we actually fought the British. I think some of them think we won our independence from China. It's just amazing to hear them when the what's his name? What is it? Mark Dice, when he goes out on the beach and talks to these kids, they are whacked.
Yes.
Right? You've heard those, right?
Yep. And these are products of our educational system. That's the problem. These kids they're old enough to know better. I mean, most people probably don't have a full grasp of all the history, but they're at least before we're at least taught the basics, you know? And then when you get older, then you look into more, maybe you take history in college and you actually have a reasonable history professor who teaches you the truth, although I don't know if that's possible anymore, but it's ridiculous that people don't know the basics about how our country was founded or why.
No, and some teachers don't think that's a big deal. Seriously, some school districts, some teachers don't think it's a big deal to know all of that because, you know, it's so long ago and all of that thing, you know, right? Not a big deal. I'm always amazed. Why don't you teach it and let parents decide whether it's a big deal or not? Why don't you let parents decide whether it's the right or wrong thing to do? What do you think?
You know, they sent it home, and all the parents had to say to their child is, you know what, you don't have to say it. You know what, if you want, you don't want to say it sometimes, you want to say it others, go ahead. Yep. But and they can teach them about it even. The parents have an opportunity to teach the kids about it from their own point of view, but, you know, that's not going to happen. Because the parents who are complaining are probably teaching them, their children, horrible things about the United States. You know?
Oh, because we're so oppressive. We're such a terribly oppressive country. I mean, really, seriously.
That's why someone be here. Didn't you know that?
I'm constantly amazed at the garbage that's being fed to these kids. Okay, here's another one for you. Timmy loves when I do these rapid fire. The IRS granted a satanic group, a satanic cult, tax exempt status in 10 days, while hundreds.
What?
Yeah, while hundreds of Christian-based and conservative-based groups still waiting for tax-exempt status. Yeah, well, that's it. You know, they didn't want the devil showing up at the house, I guess, or something like that.
But is Obama running it?
Okay, send your emails, too. No, seriously, I mean, think about this. Yeah, well, they're trying to say that, let me see, what does it say here? That the documents and everything that were put in were put, you know, they were just perfect. Because, you know, I can see where Satanic Group would get it just right first time around, don't you?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure all their documents were perfect, but all the other groups that have waiting, they just were so bad that they've been waiting for probably years even.
You know,
give me a break.
Check this one out. This is perfect. I got to call my brother and take care of these people. So the documents posted by the conservative government watchdog group, Judicial Watch, last week showed the nonprofit called the Reason Alliance, based in Somerville, Massachusetts. Dark, yeah. Very, very dark area. Operates in the state of Washington as the Satanic Temple of Seattle. So their goal is to give kids, is to provide after school Satan clubs. And right? I mean, honey, where are you going today? Well, I'm going to stop by the Satan club after school. We're going to kill us a goat or a lamb or something, and I should be home by 5.
No. Think about it on a college application. Were you a member of any clubs while you were in college? You don't even have to list them all out. Well, I wasn't really big into sports, but I was big into Satan.
Oh, God.
Where's the lady when you need her?
Talents. Pulling a heart from a lamb while it's still beating. It's really sick.
To each his own, you know, honestly. You know, what somebody does as an individual, but, you know, sometimes people should think about
they have a fit. If you have a Christian group in there after school, like, you know, Bible after school club or something like that. This, however, they're not even questioning. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I promise. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hop up on the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things you can do up there. You know, and I always do appreciate the time. I really do. I always do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just getting involved, getting engaged, doing something. And I welcome viewpoints that are 180 degrees from mine. Doesn't mean I'll shut up about it, but I always welcome them in here. Anyway, Kimberly Morin joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate the time she spends with me. Kind of start our week off, if you would, together, even though you're hours ahead of me. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so what were we talking about? Oh, that satanic stuff. That's right. The burning of goats. I have that clip. I should have pulled that one up too. That would have been funny. But I thought it was. I think it's hilarious that, you know, how long have conservatives, how long have Christian organizations been screaming and complaining that they can't get their taxes exempt status put through, and this one makes it 10 days. 10 days from delivery of the paperwork to approval. And tell me that there isn't somebody sitting there pushing these things through.
Of course they are. And, you know, it was under the Obama administration that these groups were getting more scrutiny and being brought through the ringer. I know that I said that wrong, but taken through the ringer. I mean, they were, again, some groups are still waiting, and it's not for lack of IRS people to do the work. It's because that they were told to discriminate against conservative organizations. So, you know, and we already know that. And, of course, no one paid the price for that. Lois Lerner's still getting her over $100,000 a year of retirement. So, you know, nothing happened as a result. Nothing. And some of these groups are still waiting because you still have the people who were below Lois Lerner working at the IRS on these particular issues. Until we get rid of all those people and get regular, good, actual people in there who follow the law, it's not going to happen. No. It's still going to be happening.
Oh, yeah. No. But it's always, you know, they always say fair and equitable, but they don't really mean that. They only mean fair and equal when it comes to their people. Only fair and equal when it comes to their way of thinking. And look, I was looking today. Did tell me you were watching the some of the hearings today.
I saw bits and pieces of it, but I didn't see a whole heck of a lot.
You know what it was? In my mind's eye, not because I'm pro-Trump, if you would, but But in my mind's eye, it was nothing more than a political. It was a political game, okay? Because they kept coming back to. They wanted to hang everything on the wiretapping of Mr. Obama to Mr. Trump, that kind of stuff. So I'm just laughing to myself, and they kept coming down with there has to be a connection, has to be a Russian connection between Mr. Trump and Putin and the rest of it. Not a comment, nothing about what was going down with the Clinton organization.
Of course not, because they ignore everything that Clinton did. I saw one part where Comey admitted that they were looking into this and since July of 2016 into any connection between Trump, his campaign, and the Russians. And, well, who asked you to do that? Who told you to do that?
Yeah.
Why were you doing
that? Yeah.
I don't know if those questions were answered, but that just proves, yes, they were, quote-unquote, spying or at least looking into this so-called Russian connection.
Yep.
But they didn't bother looking into the Russian connection of Clinton when she sold uranium, our uranium, of this country to other people to help Russia.
Well, no, go back to your point, though. When he said they were looking into, if you remember way back when the Republican Congress was looking into the email servers, and you know when Comey alluded to the fact that she may have lied to them, what was his name from Utah?
Chavez, right?
Right. So Chavez says, "Hey, why aren't you looking into the lying?" He said, "Well, we have to be instructed to," which I thought was asinine. You know, he says we have to be told to. He says, "Well." We'll have that order on your desk in just a little bit here. So it's the same thing in this case. Who asked him to look into it? Somebody had asked him, right?
Someone had to direct you. Yeah, because they don't randomly do stuff. Someone had to direct you to start looking into this. Who did it and why? What was their reasoning or excuse? Now, if they're trying to say that they were already spying, quote unquote, on using NASA, NSA, sorry, on the Russians, and they just happened to, someone made a phone call. I mean, that's the Russian ambassador, right? So, I mean, it's all so convoluted and ridiculous.
Yes.
And it's all thanks to the Democrats trying to just distract from what's really going on. It's really, really dumb because there hasn't been anything, you know, people talk to each other or they went to, had a lunch together like others. And then you find out Democrats lied. Oh, I never met with the Russian ambassador. Yeah, you did. And, you know?
And here's the pictures, right? Yeah, it's crazy. And
exactly.
Yep.
No, I was going to say, when Trump tweeted those out, I thought that was hysterical. Oh, really? Pelosi, you said you never met with the Russian ambassador. Oh, here's you having dinner with him or lunch with him. And then I forget who the other one was. Never met with him. Oh, well, here's you, you know, having donuts with him or whatever, Schumer. It's just, the whole thing is ridiculous. It's, the Democrats are just going to keep trying to distract while they do stuff on the back end to hurt Republicans and try to, you know, make Republicans look bad. Like all these town halls that are going on, right? They are astroturfing these town halls with people just to claim outrage that don't even live there or aren't even in the district.
That's right. No, you're right. I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand. I've witnessed it firsthand. So the here, let's get your blood going a little bit more. How do you like this? So Texas High School, they now have an on-site prayer room, which serves as a spot where Muslim students can pray. Now, Liberty High School in Frisco established the room in 2009, but Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is concerned that the room may be off-limits to students of other religious denominations. Now, he sent a letter on Friday that the school district, that any exclusion would be inconsistent with the First Amendment's protection of religious liberties. But the school district spokesman responded that the classroom is available to students of all walks of life in the afternoon when it's vacant. The leader of a large Baptist church in Dallas told the local news source, yeah, he's okay with the practice. He's, I believe, as long as the students have equal access to the rooms. Now, Muslim American Mustafa Tamiz, a Democratic political consultant, told a local news source that Paxton is trying to create a controversy where one doesn't exist. Well, here's the thing. You know, we've always been told whenever Christians went to the room at schools to read or pray or do something, they couldn't have it because you had to have a separation of church and state. So I'm just concerned. Why is this okay?
This is the problem. They scream, if you ever dared to ask for a chapel to be on a public school, you or a room that could be used as a chapel type thing where Christians could pray, you would be strung up and hung out because they would freak out. The left would freak out, including the ACLU. But Muslims want to do it. It's okay. It's okay. You go ahead. You have your room. You have your prayer room. No one else can have it, but you can have it. Give me a break. Why are these people why do these people coddle Islam so much while bashing and trying to destroy Christianity? Why? I don't understand it, especially when people who practice Islam are typically completely opposite and polar of beliefs and ideology as the left. I don't get it. I can't understand it, and I'm trying not to say bad words because it's that ridiculous.
Be nice. Be nice now. Monday especially, because I start looking at all these stories from the weekends, all the crazy stuff. Here's another one. I was going to make my my LGBTQ community go out of their minds, which I think this is so wrong. So here's one where a man who says he's a woman is dominating women's weightlifting, right? So a man identifies as a woman has made the switch over to women's weightlifting and is dominating the field. Lorene Hubbard, a transgender woman from Kiwi, took a commanding win in Sunday's Australian International event in Melbourne. The athlete wrecked the biological women during the Sunday showdown, setting four national records. How do you set a national record, right, for women's weightlifting when you have the frame, the muscle structure, and the DNA of a man, and you're going to have to wait till after the break to answer that? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I don't even know where to go with this. We'll be right back.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, I want to thank everybody who's tuned in, listening, whether you're on Facebook, online, or over the airwaves. I want to welcome our new listeners at KQEW 102.3 FM in Arkansas. See, I was nice. I didn't do the thing. Right? You happy? Okay. Thank you. Welcome you guys on tonight. I do appreciate it. Don't forget to get involved. Don't just listen. I mean, you can listen for a few nights. Get used to the rhythm. And then after that, I want you to jump in. I want you to get involved. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Moran joins me as she does every week. She's got a little bit more energy than I do when it comes to hitting some of these issues. Kimberly, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me. I got to figure out something new to say.
Yeah. you could say you're lucky I'm here kind of thing. But, hey, this transgender woman doing weightlifting, okay? Here we have somebody in a man's frame with male muscle. It doesn't matter what this person thinks they are, when it comes to this kind of thing especially, you can't change your frame. You can't change your muscle makeup. You can't change how it works. What do you think?
Okay. So get ready for it, kid.
Okay.
We fought for years to get separate sports. sports for girls and boys. Girls and boys weren't on the same teams because they can't compete against each other because boys have testosterone, which grows, helps muscles be stronger and helps grow muscles bigger. So it's just a matter of strength. Yeah, not all boys and girls or men and women are created equal. There are some men that are, some women that will be more stronger than men. But in general, it's the par for the course that a man is stronger and has bigger and stronger muscles. That they let this man, and let's face reality, he's a man, compete against women shows exactly why everyone, every woman in this country should be against any of these gender identity bills. Because they're taking away and infringing upon rights and things that women have fought for years. Because this is what women's rights are all about. Yes, we're equal. We equally can play sports. But we're not going to compete against the men because we already know it's not. Just because he says or feels like he is wrong. And every woman out there who believes in women or women's rights should be fighting against this.
Okay. Well, good to know how you feel.
Crazy.
What makes me nuts is they just want to stop with the fact that I identify as a woman, therefore I am, right? So you look at this, you look at the size of this person, the muscles, the strength. I've never seen a woman like that. I've never seen a female that is defined like that, that kind of thing. So I stop and say to myself, at what point Kimberly, if they give up a little bit, if they even say, okay, maybe in this case, this might be a little out of control. Are they afraid they just lose everything at that point in time? Don't they realize that maybe they have a little bit more credibility with those of us who don't fall in line with them at this point? Don't you think?
What this is heading for, Joe, is eventually they'll just wipe out female altogether. Because if anyone can be considered a woman just because they say they are, well, what are the actual women doing? If they're going to say that a man can get pregnant, which is biologically, physically impossible, then what? I mean, they want to basically wipe out gender because they have issues with, gender as a norm. But what they're doing at the same time is destroying women's rights, destroying things that women have sought protection for, to be able to work on, like sports and women's only organizations. They are going to destroy that because it's clearly not about women, actual women. It's about some very minute part of the population that they want to cater to now. And everybody knows the LGBTQ activists are hardcore. They're paid big money to do what they do, and they just do it because they can and they want to push their agenda.
Yeah, I agree with the part, when these people go out there, when they do this, when they want to feel normal, if you would, and those are their words, they want to be more normal or normalized, you stop and you say, okay, great, can you look at the whole picture? Because isn't it kind of selfish just to look at yourself, just to look at what you want to do and maybe a couple of you want to do without looking at how it affects the whole, how it affects more than one person?
No, they don't care because it's all about them. And you know what? Okay, I get it. You want to be treated a little bit differently. Well, let me tell you something. Why is gender dysphoria, which is what they basically have, different from anorexia dysmorphia, where people almost kill themselves because in their head they're fat, they're overweight, they're fat even though they're skeletal. What's the difference? They used to be considered along the same route. All of a sudden, when did someone decide that this was okay? Like, I'd like to know that. Because you know what? I have no problem with if you're a man that wants to be, dress up as a woman or a woman that wants, I don't have any problems with that. I have friends who are transgender. I don't care. But when you start trying to make everyone else normalize your issues and normalize what you believe and then infringing upon the rights of other people because of it, that's wrong. That's wrong. These people want special rights over what everybody else has and over what they already have as human beings. We all have the same rights as human beings in this country. They want special rights, and that's where we have big problems, big same problems in Canada.
Well, I think that's where you and I are on the same page, and especially with cases like this. At what point do you go, look, I am sorry. I am sorry that this is, you know, what you want to be or what you believe yourself to be. But, you know, look at the bigger picture. In this case, what if it was the other way around and it was a young, I guess, a male transgender where a young lady decided that she identified as a male and wanted to play on the varsity football team and didn't have the frame for it or the strength or anything else? I mean, do you let it happen? God forbid she gets hurt. Then who's responsible for it? Who takes the hit? Usually the school. But, I mean, is there some kind of form they sign and go, look, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just amazing.
They're, you know, I did a lot of research because we are fighting the gender identity bill in New Hampshire. And, you know, there's a lot of research as to why they are pushing all these ridiculous laws. And they're actually really hurting kids, especially kids in high school and elementary school, because whereas kids might be, have considered them maybe gay in the past, now they're just saying, oh, no, you're really a man if you're a woman or a girl, or you really want to be a girl, or you really want to be the opposite sex. It's really, really, I've seen some really interesting research and articles on this by people from the gay community and others about what this movement is doing. And it is disturbing. You know what? When you're an adult, I don't care what you do, as long as it doesn't infringe upon my rights. When kids are involved,
yeah,
that's a different story. That's a totally different story.
I've had psychiatrists on the show, and I know that I make the LGBTQ community around here crazy when I say, if you're giving your kid hormones at seven or hormone blockers or injections to change them at 7 or 8 years old because they feel like they want to be the other sex, that's wrong. That's flat out wrong. And most psychologists say it's wrong. I had one psychologist from San Francisco, well known, well received, say it's borderline child abuse because that child does not have enough. Yeah, it doesn't have enough going on between the years to make that kind of decision. So anyhow,
that's what I said. If it's, once you're an adult, you know what? Do what you want.
Yep.
Figure out what you want. But parents who do this to their kids, and I've seen it as young as 4 and 5. That's child abuse. The children should be taken away, and the parents should be locked up, in my opinion. It's horrifying.
It is.
I mean, you're screwing the kids up for the rest of their lives. Did you see the mother-daughter
yes.
team that wants to be a father? Wait, no, mother-son wants to be father-daughter. Who do you think did that to that little kid? The mother did that.
I look at more and more of these stories, and I'm watching people write about them. At some point in time, somebody's going to pop. At some point in time, somebody's going to pop up and go, you know what? No more. Done. We can't keep doing this. This is just craziness going somewhere to happen. Let's see. We're almost up on time. One last thing. Did you see, we're talking about the grassroots against Trump here, but somebody sent me an article. The SEIU Communications Center is hiring. Oh, this was an actual ad in the New York Manhattan job section of Craigslist. So they're hiring per diem contact center agents to make outbound phone calls. This is a per diem job. Right now we're focused on urging the Congress to put protections and a plan in place to meet the needs of millions. So in other words, they're pushing back against abolishing Obamacare. The SEIU is doing it, and they're paying people to do it. So much for a grassroots function, huh?
Of course, that's what the SEIU was paying people to push Obamacare before when it first came out. That's what they do. That's why people don't understand why the unions are so bad. It's not just that they are horrible and they make us keep horrible employees and they destroy businesses and education. It's that they use the money from members' dues, to push extreme left-wing policies that actually hurt their own members.
Kimberly, tell people they can find you, quick. We're there.
Buzz, Conservative ID, IND, on Twitter, and Granite Rock, and Federal Sacred Project.
I'm Joe with Senior Host. A lot coming up after the break. Don't go far. If you're on Facebook, reset. We'll be right back.